Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Same time.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for hour two of the Darren Copeland Experience here on Mile High Sports Radio. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. A lot of sports going on. Nuggets are beating the Dallas Mavericks, even though Tony Romo is sitting on the bench, which I find to be a little disrespectful, not just to the Nuggets, but to the overall game itself.
Finish him.
Yes. I don't understand why. I mean, okay, I kind of understand why they're doing this, because Romo never had his big farewell at Cowboys Stadium or the house that Jerry built. And this is an opportunity for the people of Dallas to kind of come and give him that standing ovation that he would have received had he announced his retirement at the end of last season. So I understand that. But in most cases, you would just walk Tony Romo out to the middle of the court at halftime and have Jerry Jones there and some teammates and be like, hey, let's all show some love for Mr. Romo. And that would have been appropriate. But instead, they let him suit up and sit on the bench while the Nuggets kick their butts. So,
Did you ever see how good Tony Romo is at basketball? By the way,
he actually was. He was pretty good.
Basketball. Proficient.
Really, yeah, absolutely, but not to the NBA level. Not on an NBA level.
That's like, I know why you're saying that.
That's like Drake going out there and shooting air balls with Kentucky.
No, he doesn't shoot air balls.
I saw it with my own two eyes.
Who, Drake?
Yeah.
Not Drake. I'm talking about Romo. I didn't see any air balls.
Well, he didn't play. This is just during the warm-ups.
No, they showed him like playing basketball with a bunch of like during practice.
Oh, with the team.
And he had a sick spin move.
Well, he played college basketball. And one of his teammates spent a long time in the NBA.
Caron Butler?
Yeah.
Not him.
Well, somebody that he played with. But
LeBron James?
No. LeBron didn't go to college. Don't get me started on
Jared. He didn't play last night, and you maligned him again. I was going to say this. You maligned LeBron. Listen, I understand that you don't like LeBron James, but he didn't even play yesterday.
And that's why he should be maligned.
Okay.
Many.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
Reasons. And he's not playing
No,
again
I think this. I think it's you're a rational LeBron.
It's hate.
Yeah.
I'm a hater.
Irrational hate.
I'm a hater.
Irrational hate.
Okay. Hey, man, there are certain sports figures and teams.
It is exactly how what
I have an irrational
This
hate
is exactly
before.
What I imagine happens right before the Jack Link Sasquatch throws a snake through a window.
What? Oh, LeBron James throws snake through a window.
I mean, that's how I see those Jack Link commercials going.
Yeah, I get it. I fully own it, man. There is an irrational, deep, deep dislike for this person, bordering on hate. I almost feel about him the way I felt about the Huskers and the Antichrist, also known as their coach. His name I can't remember right now, but he was.
Oh, that Antichrist!
You know,
I'm gonna let you hang there.
Are
you supposed to
coach for the Beavers?
No,
Beavers.
No,
Huskers.
No. He
Listen, man. Okay, Alex. First of all, okay. Just because
Tom Osborne.
Just because you've lived in the hinterlands of northeast or northwest United States, where you know people roam freely in the jungles and rainforests of the upstate, we have far bigger people than the Beavers to be hating. Nebraska, the Nebraska for us is like...
Yeah, the current football coach now, or is that who you're talking about?
No, no.
Mike Riley is the least of all evils at this point. Nebraska goes back way, way, way before.
I hated Tom Osborne.
Their atrocities go way before.
Absolutely.
Mike Riley. I mean, you had Tom...
Tom Osborne. I hated him. Hated him.
Yes.
And what's funny is you disliked Oklahoma more than...
Oh, dear. Yes, I was in the stadium. I was in the stadium. Okay, so here's one of my first ever CU moments that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
was Oklahoma was at CU.
Oh, is this the 78 or?
Oh, no. Well, at the time, it might have been 78. It eventually became 86-42 as the final score.
Yeah.
82-42. And so I was walking behind the Oklahoma bench, and this guy was like making out with his girlfriend over the fence. And all of a sudden, Switzer turns around and is like, "Grant Johnson, Brett Jackson, you're going to dunk the game." And so he's like, oh, puts his helmet on, runs in the game, gets a sack.
Like some water
boy.
Like,
oh, my God. So terrible. Number 88. Never forget it.
Those were some bad, bad CU teams. I mean,
well, no, because.
Listen, they lost to Drake.
They had Walter Stanley. They lost to Drake twice. But that was before. That was before then. This was right after Fairbanks. Well, no, that Walter Stanley was on the team at the time. He was he had two returns.
They had some good players.
He played for Green Bay for a long time.
As a team, they were
well.
Not
they
good.
Just couldn't compete with Oklahoma. I mean, they couldn't compete with Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Yeah.
In 1972, I think it was, or 76.
What's too bad is
CU finished third in the country in the final vote.
Yes.
Behind Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Yeah, and then they fell off a cliff.
They didn't fall off a cliff. No. Okay. Mallory was Mallory, and then they brought in Fairbanks, thinking that he could do the same thing that he did Oklahoma, win a title, and he didn't. He changed them blue and did all this stuff.
Powder blue.
Oh, okay. So then they brought in McCartney, and McCartney was in, and then he was bad, and then he was good.
Well, McCartney didn't have a lot to work with. He just didn't.
No, but
he had
so little work. He actually had to switch offenses so that he could.
Went to the I-bone, baby.
He went to the flat-out wishbone first.
Well, first, but then he...
I was at that Freedom Bowl where they were playing Washington. Mm-hmm. Oh, I still hate Washington because they have that dang... Meow, meow. Sounds like someone twisting the tail on a cat.
Yeah, no, I went to a Washington CU game.
That was a pretty good impression.
Late 80s. When it was a big game. Like, it was a big game. And when we
when they had the coach was James, and, you know, they had people like Steve Entman.
Yeah.
What's the biggest football game you've seen at CU Stadium? Would it have been the CU whooping up on Nebraska?
I was at 16-3. That game.
Yes. I know you dropped all our whiskey. Alex,
I did.
I gave him whiskey to bring into this game because we knew it was going to be a long game that CU would probably lose
at
the last second again. And we went
way at
the top, which was I got them on purpose because they were awesome.
Yeah.
And we were going to drink our whiskey. And do you know what? I actually blame Sean Tufts. Sean Tufts tackles.
Shame.
What was his name? What was the quarterback's name? You know.
Shame.
What's that?
You know, the guy. He ended up winning the Heisman.
That wasn't Crouch, was it?
It is Crouch.
Okay, yeah. So
Tufts shackles Crouch for a loss.
Yeah.
And the next thing I'm smelling whiskey. And I'm like, oh.
Well, we're jumping up and down because we were probably more shocked than the Nebraska players. Like, at one point, we're up by four touchdowns, and I was freaking out. Like, because it was so unexpected. So unexpected. Unlike, it kind of was like in 93 when CU had its straight-up best football team ever. I mean, that was such a loaded team, and they go into Nebraska and just lay an egg. They could not do anything. That was a team that should have challenged for a national championship, and they blew it. They just blew it.
Do you realize that they had 10 starters on that team drafted?
Yeah.
All right, enough CU football.
All right, so real quick, we talked about the catcher. Before we let this go, I do want to talk about...
Relief pitcher?
Nope, because I don't care.
What?
Because we've had so few good ones.
Fuentes.
Okay,
Houston Street.
I'll go with Fuentes. Best
what?
Manager. Best manager Rockies have ever had.
Clint Hurdle.
I was going to go Don Baylor, but Clint Hurdle is a tough one to argue against.
Clint Hurdle went to a home World Series. I mean, if you're going to do all this other nonsense about homes, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I mean.
I'll agree. Clint Hurdle. Followed closely by Don Baylor.
No, I don't think so.
Followed closely by who?
I would probably put Tracy in there second.
We'll talk about it. All right, Nuggets beat the Mavericks. 109-91.
No freaking way.
When we come back. I've got a surprise for you, Darren.
Oh, I love surprises. Is it a prostitute?
No, it's not.
That would be a surprise.
That would be a surprise.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Let me take you back.